It's a pleasure to be here, and I hold this practice and this tradition and the whole tradition of Zen in extremely high regard, and I spent many years in Zen training. It has a very dear place in my heart, and in fact, my own understanding of Zen is that I don't want to get too much on risky ground immediately, but Zen is nothing. You know, it's really nothing. So you can't ever be without it. And a lot of what goes on here or in other places like this are simply kind of schemes, ways of cultivating a certain kind of interest or shoots that you might sort of get swept up in and land in your own being and say, oh. And so, you know, there are wonderful sayings in the Zen tradition. Zen mind is everyday mind, you know. And you could ponder that for 20 or 30 years. So what isn't Zen in some way? So there's no place on the planet that's not a Zen center. Wherever you find yourself could be an occasion for dropping in to this moment, and that's it. Okay? You don't need to shave your head. You don't need to wear fancy robes. Don't need to come to places like this. All of that sometimes is the absolute perfect thing to take the next step. And it's deeply, deeply moving. I sat here this morning for the practice period, 5 o'clock in the morning, and then whenever else, and the room was packed with young people, and older people, and middle-aged people, and just incredibly moving community. And part of the work is really the work of not only cultivating one's own heart, because if you look inwardly, you'll find that there is no inner. I mean, it's just not even, is there not a Zen, but there's no you, and there's no inside that's not also completely merged with everything else. So the collection of us all coming together, gathering to in some way celebrate life, celebrate the vitality of the present moment and the fullness of its possibilities, and the fact that they're here now, they're not an abstraction, and to move into the realization of that is virtually the embodiment of it, and nothing has to change. So that we all wind up functioning as teachers for each other, and we all have valuable knowledge that is absolutely unique, and the planet needs every single one of us, just like a tree needs every single leaf on the tree. And so you could think of the community much like the leaves of a tree, and we're all opening our own particular angle on the sun and doing the work that we need to do, but part of a much larger whole. And so centers like this are incredibly important in the world because they draw people very often when the way is not clear, when there's huge amounts of confusion, where no amount of saying, you're already perfect, just the way you are, will be of any use. Just like the cartoon I showed last night, if you saw it, of, you know, the duck saying to the stressed out business executive, wherever you go, there you are. And he flipped out because that meant nothing to him. It didn't inspire him in any way. He wanted something that would help. And so sometimes even something that might help, if it doesn't penetrate, it's of no use. So people can wind up in places where they need direction. And Dharma centers are incredibly valuable in the world for direction. And ultimately, the Dharma centers are everywhere because the Dharma is everywhere and it lies in our own hearts. In that vein, I'm very interested in situations where people are out there, and then they come together. We come together. We're all in this room, and I'm assuming that none of us are here by accident. None of us are here by accident. So I would like to actually invite us to participate in a short meditation in which we actually inquire about what we're doing here. And much of today, at least my intention is for it to be a collective inquiry, not for me to sit up here and talk. And I am infinitely capable of doing that. And I'd really like to avoid it. What I would really like is for the deepest impulses that brought you here to meet the deepest impulses that brought me here collectively in the center in some way, so that we can all look into this infinitely multifaceted crystal and see perhaps with greater clarity what our lives actually are now and what is possible for us.